Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you've lived in a suburb for a long time, now's your chance to help all the first-time homebuyers here in Rochester with NeighborGate coming up in just a second here on the B.
All right. If you are looking for something good to cash in on, we got something for you. You know Crosby's? Crosby's, your family-owned store? Well, they are offering $5 gift cards to celebrate the grand opening of the newest Crosby's. All you have to do is stop by, take advantage of the food, the fuel, the fun for the entire family, and get yourself a $5 gift card at Crosby's.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
It's WBE, the all-new B Morning Coffee Club, and it's called NeighborGate, and we developed this type of conversation to help a lot of the first-time home buyers in Rochester. It's a crazy market. So a lot of people are moving out of the city or their parents' house or an apartment into their own home for the first time. And what I'm learning as a first-time home buyer is there's a lot of unwritten rules when it comes to moving into a neighborhood. What you shouldn't do, what you should do. And you want to fall kind of into place with that neighborhood to kind of keep the peace. And that's what NeighborGate's all about. So if you've lived in a neighborhood, you're the one advising the first-time home buyers at 222-WBEE. And if you're like me and you're moving into a neighborhood, listen up, because you can get an edge on all the other first-time homebuyers on your street.
It's one of the funniest things about our neighborhood is, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, and my neighbors might not agree with me, anything goes. I don't care. If you're paying taxes on that piece of property, you can do any darn thing you want to do with it. Not every neighbor agrees. If there's one thing everybody's got, it's an opinion about what the next door neighbor may be doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not just the neighbors. Like, so we became comfortable, or I don't know, we took advantage of parking our cars on the lawn years ago. Because, when both of our kids got their own car, that's four cars in one driveway. So I'm not going to go out and jockey cars all the time. So either, typically, it would be me. Whoever got home first, I just back in and put it right under the tree. And then let them worry about the stupid dark driveway. And every time my brother-in-law comes over and sees one of us parking on our own lawn, he's like, oh, that would never fly in my neighbor. Oh. If you were my neighbor, I would have something to say about that. And I'm like, what is the big deal? I'm parking on the lawn. Who cares? First of all, it's underneath the shade of a huge tree with a ton of roots and no grass grows under there anyway. So who cares? We do it all the time. Oh, he's like, no. You know what? That's what you have a driveway. You have a full double garage. There's plenty of room for four cars. You just need to be organized about it. I'm like, organized?
Oh,
really?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and it's funny because every once in a while I'll bring it up, just to laugh. And he feels strongly about it. And I don't know if any of my neighbors do.
So weird because they're... When they do my driveway every couple of years, when I get it sealed and have to park in my yard,
yeah,
I have like this feeling that, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I drive on there very carefully. I'm like, oh, I hate this. I hate having all the cars in my yard.
Oh, my God. See,
oh, that's my grass. That's my yard. Looks stupid. So funny.
Sometimes I'll be up against the garage and, you know, one car or the other is blocking me in. I'm like, man, but that just take a hard right. And,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, go around the
mailbox. My husband would have a heart attack.
I do it all the time.
Oh, my God.
I do it all the time. The guy that puts the snowplow lines in, you know, luckily they move back and forth now.
Oh, like the poles?
Yeah. They used to be wood. Mm-hmm. I took them out. They did not make the first snow. I took them out all the time. All the time.
And you don't mean actually pulled them out with your hands.
No, I mean.
Took them out like a maybe.
Plowed right over them.
Yeah, okay. Is it okay to park on the lawn? 2229233. Now, man. I have an opinion on this. I see it both ways. I see the whole, you could do whatever you want with your property. Just because it's the grass versus the asphalt, what's the difference? You know, you're parking on your property either way, but at the same time, it does look like an eyesore. It looks like you're running a used car dealership out of your front lawn.
I don't think it does. And when we went and sold my daughter's car, I just parked that little Subaru right in the front of the front yard and put a for sale sign on it. Who cares?
We're getting your text here for NeighborGate on WBEE at 222-9233. We'll take a break, come back, read those texts because they're coming in and they're coming in hot, Terry Clifford.
Boy.
I'd say it's fine to park on your own lawn. It's your lawn. Neighbors need to worry about their own property. That's a text at 222-9233 for NeighborGate. Talking about parking on the lawn.
That's my opinion, 100%. Do whatever you want with your yard. You're paying for it, for crying out loud.
What about the people to the right, the left of you, and in front of you?
Yeah, what about their feelings, Terry Clifford?
Well, what about their view? Dude across the street has to look at your cars in your yard.
It's a car on the lawn. What's so bad about that? Oh.
Let's get you in on it at 222-WBE. We'll read your text, take your calls next. On the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club with NeighborGate.
A 40-HP Johnson on a flat-bottom metal.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
It's called NeighborGate on WBEE, the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club. We're helping the first-time homebuyers get acclimated to their new neighborhoods with the unwritten rules. And you're chiming in at 222-9233. Terry Clifford brought up the idea of parking on the lawn.
Yeah.
And how your brother comes over and gives you...
My brother-in-law thinks it's terrible. Oh, I would have something to say about that. You shouldn't do that. You're, whatever, trashing up the neighborhood, I guess.
A couple people are texting in about town ordinances. Henrietta, Geneseo, Canandaigua. Apparently, in these towns, at least these towns, if you park on the lawn, you might get a ticket from the town.
Oh, wow.
So while they say that, another person texts in and goes... where'd it go? It said, as long as you're not doing anything illegal like that town ordinance, it's your property. You could do what you want with it. You pay taxes. It's your property.
Bingo.
They reiterated. Here's another text. My neighbor has had the same Trans Am parked in his driveway. Maybe not on the lawn, but in his driveway since 1992, 1993. It hasn't moved once. I still live in the house I grew up in, and it's been there since I was 16. I'm 44 years old.
Oh, my neighbor's got a classic, a Fiero, and he takes that thing apart, and he puts it back together, and he loves that car, and I'm fascinated by it, and I love when I see him pull out of the driveway in the Fiero, and and then like 2 weeks later, it's all in pieces on the garage floor again, but it's awesome.
Oh, man.
I think it's great.
It is hard. It is hard to be the neighbor of someone who collects classic cars. I will tell you that. My mama, Mama J. Her and her neighbor, the older woman, she's a widow, and this beautiful piece of property before the house was put there, before my mom moved in, she had the look of a creek behind her,
okay.
Trees, rolling hills, and then in moves my mom and her... classic car collection. All right. My mama's got like a Camaro T-top. She's got not one, but two black Monte Carlo Super Sports. Then in comes the Chevelle.
Oh.
Well, now she's out of room in her driveway, so she needs to build a shed.
A shed.
Meaning a huge garage. way, way out back of her property. Then in goes an El Camino and the Buick Roadmaster. That's for road trips. Big Blue's got to go in there.
Big Blue?
And not one, but two Jeeps for the winter. In case one's down, getting service, you need two Jeeps.
God, I love your mother. Oh, my God, I love your mother.
Oh, my gosh, this poor woman. Here she's this older woman, and she used to have this beautiful view out her window when she's doing her dishes, and now she just sees a shed and a building and cars and everything. And, boy, she threatens my mom all the time. I'm going to file grievances.
Oh,
get these cars out of here. My mom is the judge. So, good luck.
Game over.
Oh, that's awesome.
The all-new B-Morning Coffee Club with TJ, Terry, and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.